Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Michael Show back, and we are glad you are with us. This portion of the program being brought to you by our good friends over there at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And I just got the tentative huddle schedule for this year, and not going to be out doing it in the bars like we normally do, but we'll get you a lot of football all season long once we get this season underway, and cross your fingers it gets underway and gets uninterrupted. But it's all brought to you by our friends at Bud Light, the official beer sponsor of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Joining us now on the Schneider Orange Hotline, we go from football to basketball. Our Radio.com Sports NBA insider, Rick Bucher, now joining us. Rick, how you doing?
I'm doing relatively well. I'm coming to you from Northern California. So we not only have a pandemic, we have forest fires. I'm wondering what's going to happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, holy mackerel, now you just need plague and pestilence, and you've got everything pretty much covered biblically, I guess, unfortunately.
I'll tell you what, if I see a locust, I'm just going to find a boat and head out to sea.
Well, if you find a boat, you're going to probably have 2x2s when it comes to animals on it, so at that point, because then you're going to know.
There you go.
Hey, Rick, the Bucks, they got beat, and I'm going to say somewhat humiliated in Game 1 by the Magic. Since then, they've had some dominating performances out of Giannis. The question that I had, Middleton finally stepped it up in the fourth quarter of yesterday's ball game, but he's been averaging 11 points at this point. Does Giannis have to have a Robin to his Batman? We've seen Magic and obviously Kareem and McHale and Bird and Scotty and Michael. Does he have to have a Robin to his Batman?
I don't know that it has to be a specific player. I feel as if we saw with the Toronto Raptors last year that it wasn't one particular guy after Kawhi Leonard. Obviously, Kawhi carried a lot of weight, but you saw Fred VanVleet step up at times. You saw Kyle Lowry step up at times. I think the difficulty is it is a more difficult formula when you are looking to different guys to step up in different situations, and you have to have guys that are capable of doing that, and you don't really know until you put them under that pressure. So it's much simpler if it's, you know, your first option, your second option. So I'm not going to put it all on Middleton. Eric Bledsoe has that capability. There are other guys that at various times have that capability. It's the team's ability to recognize that option or the matchup that's going to work best in a given situation, and then everybody playing their role off of that. And that's where it becomes really difficult and it becomes a challenge. But no, it doesn't – to say that Middleton has to average a certain amount and that's going to be the difference, to me the big difference is defense has been sorely lacking in general in the bubble, and that has been a calling card for the Milwaukee Bucks. And that's where I've seen them very out of character, certainly in that game one, and even now at times not playing with the same acuity there. And their ability to get back to that, to me, is going to be the biggest difference maker in terms of whether they make it to the finals.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, when you say that, Giannis's words last night were, "We found our identity," and then he talked about the defense. And as much as we talk about teams' identity, it's usually about the offense and who's scoring and what they're doing to manipulate the ball for it to become open shots and open looks. But for the Bucks, I really believe that their defense sets up a lot of their offense.
Oh, 100%. Because if you can make the Bucks play a half-court game, they are completely different than if they are getting stops and they're able to run out. I mean, still at this point in Giannis's career, it's he's in that early LeBron mode of, if he's in transition, man, you hope to build a wall and really all you want to do is stop the break and force the Bucks to run something, and then you have a chance. If you're trying to stop them in transition, that's where they just become lethal. But it's really difficult to get transition buckets if you're taking the ball out of the basket and having to inbound it. Your chances of getting transition buckets changes dramatically.
We know that Orlando shot the ball extremely well, obviously, in that first contest, and Vucevic was so good, and they've really kind of tried to at least limit him, to slow him down, and then everybody else has just not been able to get the job done, and the Bucks have played much better defense. So coming up in this next round, should the Bucks get that fourth win, the Miami Heat have played the Bucks tough. They beat them 2 out of 3 this year. They seem to be a little bit of a matchup nightmare for them. What do you foresee in that contest?
Boy, that is going to be an interesting contest, because they have, you know, right now, for me, the reason that Miami did what they did against Indiana, a lot of people talk about Jimmy Butler and certainly Duncan Robinson and Tyler Herro, and a number of their guys are shooting the ball well from the perimeter. But for me, the difference was Bam Adebayo. Simply was unstoppable inside, completely outplayed Miles Turner. And that's no slight to Miles Turner. It's just how good Bam Adebayo is. And if I was going to get a guy to make things difficult on Giannis, I can't think of a guy who's more athletically gifted and physically built to do that than Bam. So that's going to make things very interesting. Obviously, Orlando is very well coached. So are the Miami Heat. And that is what is going to make that. It's going to be a fascinating series. I would be shocked if it does not go at least 6-7 games, because I think it is a very, very tough matchup, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be another. I know people are in a real hurry for Giannis to win a championship and the Bucks to win a championship, but I just, as much as the game has changed, there is no shortcut to experiencing everything. And going up against the Miami Heat is going to be another experience for Giannis. And, we'll see. It's going to be a matter of who dictates how the game is played. If Miami can make this a slower-paced half-court game, then the advantage goes to them. If Milwaukee can get stops and run out on Miami, then I think it goes the other direction. But I style of play is really going to determine who ends up coming out of that series.
Duncan, with Rick Bucher, our Radio.com Sports NBA Insider, brought to you by our friends at Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. The Bucks had not put back-to-back wins together until just now in the bubble, and they had not won back-to-back games since the end of February going into the beginning of March. While we all want to believe here in Milwaukee that suddenly this 6-7-8-9 game win streak that they've done a couple of times throughout the season is something that they're on the verge of, what makes us believe that the Bucks have shaken off a lot of the bad habits that it seemed to really kind of encompass them since they went into the bubble?
I'm going to go based on what we've seen from the majority of teams that we consider, or of practically every team that we've seen in that are championship contenders in the bubble. The Lakers were the same way. The Clippers were the same way. The Bucks, the only team that I think kind of got after it and really got dialed in quickly, who I consider still a title contender, are the Toronto Raptors. And I think it's simply because they're working. They went down early. I think they know that their chemistry is going to have to make up for the difference. And so I'm seeing the Lakers come out of it. I expect the Clippers to come out of it now that that Luka gave, you know, set the alarm and they got their wake up call. That's my belief, is that they're not alone in the better teams who have, for whatever reason, not approached the bubble from the very beginning as like, let's get back to it and let's play our best basketball. And maybe some of that was just, it couldn't be helped. Because of the level that they were playing at and knowing that their seeds were essentially already determined, it was a matter of let's just get in shape, let's get everybody kind of tuned up, and let's not worry about the kind of team basketball that we're playing right out of the gate.
Rick, always a pleasure to talk to you, man. I appreciate it so much. Thanks for joining us for a couple minutes, okay?
You've got it.
There you go. Rick Bucher, our Radio.com Sports NBA insider, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE. Go to SchneiderJobs.com. And our Radio.com Sports insiders brought to you by our friends at Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. When we come back, the quarterback of your Green Bay Packers. You're going to hear from Aaron Rodgers next in the Bill Michael Show.
Border to border, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Why you wanna tell me how to live my life? Who are you to tell me if it's black or white? Mama, can you hear me try to
Welcome back to the Bill Michaels Show. We continue on. We are glad you are with us. As always, we certainly appreciate you being here. If you want to get a hold of us at any point in time, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Hey, to my friends over at Neumel Medical, they can help you out. If during the quarantine, during the COVID, during, sitting at home, that type of thing, you put on a few pounds, they can help you take it off. The all-in-one weight loss program, yes, it works, and all you have to do is call 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. Give them a buzz, and all you got to do is call. Well, if you got the brain fog, low energy, it could be low T if you're over the age of, say, 30. And if you've got ED, erectile dysfunction, and all your at-home, activities, if you will, have not panned out the way you wanted them during the quarantine, then you may want to give them a call. All you got to do is call them. 414-455-4451. That's 414-455-4451. Aaron Rodgers just finished up his presser, and we're going to hear from Mason Crosby coming up here after the bottom of the hour. But Aaron Rodgers was asked if he would have preferred a wide receiver early in the draft rather than taking the running back, the offensive lineman, quarterback, all that kind of stuff.
It really doesn't matter what I would have preferred or not. What matters is the guys that we have in camp right now and trying to get on the same page. I think, if anything, it said that they have a lot of confidence in guys like Alan Lazard, Marquez, EQ coming back from injury, and Jake. You know, the guys expecting, jumps in years two and three for a lot of those guys. And we expect it as well. So, it's nice getting Mercedes back. He's such a great blocker for us. He does some things in the passing game. He's a great leader in the locker room. I think Robert Tonyan coming back from his injury that was pretty quiet last year, the extent of it, I think has been really good. Jace going to year two, and obviously we added Joe to the mix as a versatile guy who can do a number of things for us. The run game, we have a number of backs. We have three guys who played extensive time for us when you count Swerve into that number. and we added AJ to that group as well. You know, we will be looking at the next couple of weeks what packages seem to fit best with our personnel. But I would expect that there would be a good amount of 12 just based on the talent that we have at that position.
So then he was asked what he's been kind of learning from, because Mercedes Lewis has been a guy that's been very outspoken. He's on that leadership council. He's talking football, talking life. Aaron Rodgers was asked, what have you learned from Mercedes Lewis?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I think for whatever reason, this offseason, him and I have gotten very, very close. You know, the COVID during that time, we ended up having a lot of long conversations about things. I respect his views and his outlook on life so much. I think he's got so much wisdom. And, you know, I enjoy his content online. That kind of sparked the conversation between the two of us about mentality and then also some, you know, other ideas. So it's been fun. I trust him so much. I think he's got such a great feel for the pulse of the locker room and what needs to be said and saying the right thing at the right time and not forcing any, you know, anything in there. The greatest leaders we've had, including the great Charles Woodson and others, just really understood the timing of when to say something, and nobody understands that as well as Mercedes in the locker room. And his ominous presence, I think, helps, because when he speaks, he gets all the attention of the guys. But from a personal standpoint, you know, it's been great to get to spend time in conversation with him a bunch this offseason and get a lot closer to him.
So, you know, when it comes to on the field stuff, no preseason, no OTAs, no mini camps, none of that kind of stuff. So if he feels as if he's on his game right now.
Yeah, I felt like the last couple of days have been pretty good practice for me. You know, it actually is interesting. We were watching some old film of some of the cut-ups. So as we do the installs, we'll put some film alongside it. And I just noticed something from like a clip from 2010, actually. And it kind of hit me. And I know it was 10 years ago. But the next day I went out to practice and started working on what I saw in the film. And the last couple of days kind of happened. So, you know, it is interesting. I think it's just a good reminder for all of us, you know, the tape of yourself can often be the most important to watch, because you can always pick things up. And I won't get into exactly what I saw, but it definitely has helped me in the last couple of days.
Boy, I tell you what, if you get 2010 Aaron Rodgers coming back, whew. Because 2010, 2011, Aaron Rodgers was simply fantastic. He was a surgeon. That's where he earned his bones. I mean, he was already good, but when he went through those two seasons with the numbers he was putting up, the percentages he was putting up, the quarterback rating he was putting up, it was impressive, to say the very least. So, you know, Aaron Rodgers, man, I tell you what, if he's getting something out of 2010 and he's making that happen and starting to feel like that again, look out. He talks about his first camp back in 2005, and obviously a lot of the talk is for Jordan Love. So from 2005 until today, what advice are you giving Jordan Love?
Yeah, that was an interesting camp for me. I was 3 days late reporting because my agent was working on the second round pick, Terrence Murphy's contract. You know, he promised me he wasn't going to. That's a story for another day. But I was excited to get into camp. We had Buffalo come in that year. So we got the scrimmage against them before. I think we actually, the only time ever in my 16 years now, we actually had a scrimmage against another team on family night, which was fun. I remember it obviously being faster and way different than kind of the mini camp had been in the spring and a couple OTAs. The most important thing for me was the studying. I mean, I remember sitting up in the classrooms in St. Norbert's, just taking copious notes and trying to figure those out and then wake up with enough energy to go out and execute. It was a different type of camp, but from a physical standpoint, you know, based on the number of practices, number of padded practices that we had. But it really comes down to the mental side, I think, for a young quarterback, is when you can mentally start to slow things down, it really settles your body in. And the key to playing quarterback, as I've said many times, is tying the footwork to the routes and having that balance of timing. And I think if you don't see, if you see a little bit, you know, of the, maybe the balance and the timing and throws off, a lot of that just comes down to the thinking part. So it's a process as a young quarterback because things are moving so quickly. And I think he's done a nice job. You know, I think, you know, he's had a couple ups and downs, but that's what being a rookie is all about. It's about learning and then locking those things away. And the greatest thing you can take with you each day is the recall, is, you know, being honest about your performance and then trying not to repeat mistakes. But, you know, the rookie year is a different year, especially for a quarterback. When you're in offense, it's so complex and there's so many different things that you have to understand. And, you know, I don't know, you know, every person come from college has a different type of system that you run there. And it's a learning curve for sure.
So last but not least, why has he been good when it comes to the connection this year with Marquez Valdes-Scantling?
Yeah, I mean, the biggest challenge for MVS is always going to be himself. You know, it's just to fight against complacency and to make the last couple of days he's practiced the standard. You know, that's what I said to him, Matt said to him. You know, his top end is a pretty damn high top end. You know, his potential. But it's about being a professional all the time. And he's a very talented young kid. You know, he's explosive. He's an improved route runner. And he can do things after the catch. It's just about that consistency. It's trusting himself. I think some of it comes down to confidence. You know, I think he just needs to trust himself first and foremost. And the more he does that, and you might say, oh, that's, you know, that's a little thing or that's a cliche or something, but there's a big difference when you trust yourself completely to where you have that tinge of the fear of constant failure all the time that might inhibit you from practicing to your full potential all the time. But the last couple of days were very encouraging. And like I said, that needs to be the standard for him. The beauty, and I've talked about this many years, for young guys is if you can have a representation in the room of what it really looks like, it makes your job so much easier. And I tell the young guys when I get a chance to talk to them, watch the older vet in the room that does it the right way. And for the receiver room, Davante Adams is a great example of what it looks like.
So there you go. That was Aaron Rodgers speaking to the media a little bit earlier, talking about some of the positives and some of the memories and some of the things that he has going on right now in training camp. When we come back, the other wily veteran in the group is Mason Crosby, who's always got a really interesting perspective when it comes to the Green Bay Packers training camp and what's going on behind the scenes in his world. This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends over there at a couple of different places, the Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin, and the Pine Mountain Ski and Golf Resort in Iron Mountain, Michigan, the official golf and ski resort of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And right now, when you book two consecutive weeknights at either of these great destinations, you get the third absolutely free. The offer, by the way, only good through the end of September. So don't delay your getaway right now. The historic and beautiful Four Seasons Island Resort, 78 miles north of Green Bay. It's on the island right in the middle of the Menominee River with fun for the whole family. You can golf on the executive. You've got swimming on the great big indoor saltwater pool, dining, live music, boating, fishing, whatever it happens to be. The Boundary Waters Pub and Grill is there and so much more. Then there's the Pine Mountain Resort, just 90 miles north of Green Bay, and it offers a scenic, natural, peaceful atmosphere and kind of condo-style living away from it all, plus world-class golfing at Timberstone Championship Golf Course. It's two great resorts, the same great offer. Book two weeknights. You get the third for free. What you got to do is go to the4seasonswi.com. That's the4seasonswi.com or pinemountainresort.com. That's pinemountainresort.com, and then all you got to do is check it out, book your getaway, but hurry because this offer only goes through the end of September, and make sure when you do it, you tell them we sent you. When we come back, we're going to hear from the other wily veteran of the Green Bay Packers, Mason Crosby, next.
16 stations strong, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
glad to have you as we wrap up the last couple of segments of the program. Great to hear from Aaron Rodgers in the last segment, talking and waxing nostalgic about, you know, his training camps and such. But the guy that, I tell you what, you talk about a year, year and a half that he has had, his wife obviously being diagnosed with cancer and Mason Crosby and losing his sister-in-law and such, and then coming into camp and having COVID-19. That's where we start. He explains talking about having COVID-19.
When we came back, actually, I tested negative first day, and then I did have a positive test. So I went into the protocol, and fortunately, my symptoms were very mild, and I went through the 10-day protocol as everyone else has, and was able to get back on the field.
So when, you know, Mason Crosby gets back out there, you know, he was asked then, you know, hey, COVID, you've had it, you know, you're talking about teammates and such. Did you ever consider opting out?
We talked to her doctors there at Mayo Clinic, and you know, Dr. Evan here with the team, and they felt like now, you know, a year removed and having clean bill of health that she's had in her checkups, that she was at this moment not a high risk. So we went through that evaluation process. I'm not a speculator, but I think if this situation would have occurred last year, might have been a different conversation.
Think about that, because remember, it's not just about the teammates and such, as I had mentioned. Obviously, having COVID, would he have then opted out as to Molly, his wife, and to what condition she has and what she's been going through, obviously with the cancer treatment and such and the weakened immune system and everything that comes along with it. In the meantime, he was asked what they're learning more about regarding the COVID-19 and the testing process and the results and everything that's going on.
Obviously, the situation that occurred here this past week was unique and different. And I think hopefully we look at it as a fortunate thing that it happened here in camp and not while games were going on. And, you know, that we can kind of right that ship and not have those things happen once the regular season starts going.
That's the big thing, is you don't want to have the false positives pop up. And then all of a sudden you've got, you know, the NFL shutting down teams. And then testing negative the next day, and what do you believe? And, you know, it's a little tedious when you start talking about things like that. And as far as the nerves go. And then Mason Crosby, he went on to have a lot of praise for, you know, the other veteran who we just heard from, for Aaron Rodgers.
The friend, the teammate, the leader that he's been in this locker room, and, you know, just the role he's played in my life is something that I'll remember about my time here in Green Bay, possibly more than anything. He takes the time to be thoughtful about what he says in important spaces, and his support of me and my family through our tough time with Molly's cancer last year was overwhelming. So, I can't say enough about Aaron.
Aaron Rodgers, when you talk about the leader, and we've said this all along, there's times people say, wow, you know, Aaron just said that. As he just said there, look, Aaron Rodgers, he's very smart in what he says. They're very pointed in what he says. Very rarely does he ever say something just kind of off the cuff that's not pretty well thought out, so to speak. So a lot of praise for Aaron Rodgers there. And then he said, look, you come out of COVID, and not only do you feel better, but you feel like you're even, you know, kind of stronger.
I feel like I'm hitting the ball really well. You know, the pop in my leg feels as good as it has in years. And so I'm just going to continue to build that. And you have a couple more weeks here of just consistent work to get ready for the season.
So there you go. That is hearing from both Mason Crosby and Aaron Rodgers as Packers training camp rolls on. And, you know, a couple of significant things. You know, Aaron Rodgers had said, you know, he talks about the differences between then and now and what Jordan Love has to go through. How for the young guys, they have to follow and emulate the guy that's in the veteran that's in the, you know, in the study room, in the film room, in the classroom, you know, find that guy who does it and does it right, and who does it and does it right that you can emulate, that you can follow forward. I think it sounds like, and just correct me if I'm wrong, I mean, Aaron Rodgers, when he's asked about personnel moves and decisions and Jordan Love, and I mean, it's just another roundabout way of saying, did you appreciate them taking Jordan Love? He's savvy enough. He's now to the point where he's gone, you know what, that's over and done with, and it's not my place. And, you know, I mean, all those different things that he said, I think right now he's more concerned about, hey, we need to get some of these guys up to speed, and I need to figure out who else I'm going to trust. So if you want to follow somebody, you want to emulate somebody, you want to do something like somebody, follow Davante Adams. he's the most veteran savvy guy. I mean, he used to say that about Jordy Nelson. You know, when Jordy was in that locker room, he would tell Devontae and Marquez and all these other guys, see if you can emulate what Jordy used to do. I mean, I remember last year at one point they were pulling up old tape of Aaron and Jordy just because of the relationship those guys had and the kind of the know that where you're trying to get somebody on the same page as you and how long that took to really adapt and adjust. And it was interesting because when we were at Super Bowl and we had Jordy Nelson come with us and come on the program, you know, I asked Jordy back then, I said, you know, hey, how long did it take you to finally develop that relationship with Aaron? And he said, look, we were still doing it. You know, we would come in to work early. We would go to work and then come home late. And we used to talk all the time. I think that's what needs to happen. These guys, you know, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, Equanimeous St. Brown, I think Alan Lazard does it. I think Devontae does it. But those guys, I think, just my personal opinion, I think those guys, that maybe what Aaron's trying to say is, hey, do what they did. You know, you want to get on the same page, we need to all do it. You know, we need to be able to really kind of talk and really get to know mentality-wise what each other's thinking. And I think because you don't, you're not going to pull any more speed, you're not going to pull any more leaping ability, you're not going to pull better hands, none of that. Okay, the only thing you've got left to do to make better is if, indeed, you're able to become relationship oriented. That's the only thing. Think about it. You know, what can you do? Well, maybe I can get a little bit faster in my 40 time. You know, by what, a tenth of a second? Maybe 2/10? Okay. You know, what can you do? Can you jump higher? I can work on my legs a little bit and maybe come up an inch, maybe two. Okay. I can watch the ball into my hands a little bit better, a little bit better concentration, make my hands a little bit better. Okay. You know. All right. I'm with you there. But what's going to make you a better receiver? Knowing where you want the ball or your quarterback knowing where you're going to be when he puts the ball in a particular position. That's what's going to make you better. So when you listen to some of these things, and the only reason I point this out is because Aaron Rodgers was specific in pointing out, when you listen to some of these things, going back to what Mason Crosby said about Aaron Rodgers and Aaron Rodgers being very pointed and very particular about what he says, yeah, it's listen to what he has to say, because sometimes he's just trying to tell these guys, yeah, these guys need to get on the same page. 855-830-8648. You want to chime in last segment? You can go ahead and do so. 855-830-8648. We got one more coming up. We'll also start to preview what's coming up tomorrow on the program as well. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show next.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Now, a Green and Gold training camp update. In Green Bay, here's Mike Clemens.
The Packers have tomorrow off after 4 days of practice. Place kicker Mason Crosby is back after testing positive for COVID-19.
I tested negative first day, and then I did have a positive test. So I went into the protocol, and fortunately, my symptoms were very mild. I went through the 10-day protocol, as everyone else has, and was able to get back on the field.
On defense, some potential new starters. Rookie Kamal Martin from Minnesota is running with the ones at inside linebacker. Matt LaFleur.
He has shown that explosive ability, and we just got to make sure that he continues to grow and learn and know the details of what we're asking him to do.
And Shandon Sullivan is in the secondary, replacing Tremont Williams, who was not re-signed.
Well, you know, I just try to prepare every day. You know, I'm kind of like you. Utility guy. I play corner, play nickel, and I play safety. So, you know, every week I just have to be prepared.
In Green Bay, I'm Mike Clemens on the Bill Michaels Show.
I see your dirty face hide behind your collar. What is done in vain? Truth is hard to swallow, so you pray to God to justify.
Hey, my friends over at Quick Trip, they're reminding you that a lot of good stuff going on over there right now regarding them and the Green Bay Packers, for that matter. The Packers opening drive sweepstakes, you could enter it. You could win a 2021 Chevy Trailblazer. Just enter the sweepstakes by purchasing any 20-ounce Coca-Cola or the magnificent pothole pizza with your Quick Rewards card at Quick Trip. You can purchase both of them at the same time, and you get 10 bonus entries. Each weekly winner is going to have a chance to win $25 per yard in the Packers' opening drive. Plus, you're then entered to win the 2021 Chevy Trailblazer. By the way, no purchase necessary. You can see the store for details. The Pothole Pizza, it's the official pizza of the Green Bay Packers, and it is only available at QuickTrip. The Packers pepperoni, the pep rally, is called the pepperoni pizza. Sausage Palooza, sausage. And then the meat sweats, that's a half pound of both. So that's good stuff, and that's from our friends over there at QuickTrip. Coming up tomorrow on the program, going to recap the Brewers and the Reds game two. Plus, is tomorrow the clincher? Potential series clinching game. Game five between the Bucks and the Magic. Going to get you ready. Zach Gelb's going to be here tomorrow. Eric Name, our Milwaukee basketball insider, is going to be here. Ben Fennell's going to be here. So got a lot coming up tomorrow on the program. So hopefully you're going to be here for that. And then hopefully we get you ready the day after as we get ready for Bucks and Magic. So that'll be nice as well. Talking about the Green Bay Packers a little bit earlier, and I just got a couple of emails here I wanted to get to. This one's from Brad, who said, what do the Packers need? And my biggest question is, do they fix the defense's ability to cover the middle of the field? Also, the Bears still suck. That's our buddy Brad listening to us in Sturgeon Bay. They hope they fix the ability to cover the middle of the field, not to mention use of safety and Kirksey with speed. Maybe a healthy Oren Burks this year as well. You hope that they've fixed that. But I'll be honest, I'm not holding my breath. You know what I mean? It goes back to what we talked to Ryan Wood a little bit about when he was on with us earlier today. When you talk about the Green Bay Packers defense, you ask yourself, with the changes they made, are they better? Ask yourself that. Are they better? How much better are they? So if you go by what Mike Pettine and Matt LaFleur have stated, that it was gap discipline, well, is Jonathan Garvin a guy that's going to be a stand-up defensive end? Can he crash the middle? Is Montrevious Adams going to take that next step? Kingsley Keke, is he going to be a guy that, as that fifth-round draft choice from last season, is he going to take that second-year leap? Does he become that much better? You know? How about Tyler Lancaster, even Dean Lowry? How much bigger, better do they get, if at all? You know? But you're looking at Oren Burks and Christian Kirksey, and then the X factor we don't really talk about, Ty Summers. Ty Summers displayed hitting ability, sideline to sideline, and good wheels last year. Just, I think, in the upstairs department, it wasn't that he didn't get it. It's just that they didn't trust him. They didn't trust him. So Ty Summers is a guy that could be maybe that X factor. And then there's Rashawn Gary. What do you expect out of Rashawn Gary? Now, I know that the coaching staff has talked about putting him in the right place at the right time, in the right position to be successful and stuff, but he was never that big-time pass rusher. He wasn't that guy. So does he then get better? Does he get another move? Does he get stronger? Because he's got some bull rush to him. But does he get bigger and better in that aspect, or does he get a more finesse game to where he's still brute strength strong, but he has that capability to get around guys and become more of a legitimate either one, an end guy, where he can set the edge, force running backs up the gut, and allow the guys in the middle to clean up? Or does he become that guy that not only does that, but also then has the ability to begin rushing the passer a little bit better? So Rashawn Gary, some question marks there as well. 855-830-8648. Hey, Van Horn Automotive, they want to buy your car. Any type of car, whatever it happens to be, you can stop into any one of the Van Horn dealerships, whether it's in Wisconsin or over in Iowa, and get yourself the Kelley Blue Book Fair Appraisal offer. And there is no pressure to sell your car and then buy another one. If you want to sell it, sell it. They'll even get you a ride home. Great. Talk to you later. Otherwise, if you do want a new, if you do want a used, if you want to trade in, you want to refinance, or you want to finance, or maybe you want to finance your service or get scheduled for service, go ahead and do that. They can help you out with that as well. It's all at the website. Go to vanhornauto.com. That is vanhornauto.com. They are family born. They are employee owned. All you got to do is go to vanhornauto.com and see for yourself what it is I've been telling you about, because they're good people. As a matter of fact, coming up here, I think I'm going to go look at it. There's a couple of different trucks I want to look at, a couple of upgrades, and I'm going to head back out to the Van Horn Truck Center and see for myself if I indeed am going to be kind of coaxed to trading in. So we'll see. Not in a desperate hurry for it, but this would be the fourth vehicle I've received from them. So I'm looking forward to it. So maybe it's just I got a shopaholic syndrome now, getting a new car. Who knows? But Yeah, going to head back out to our friends at Van Horn Automotive. Mark writes in Wendy's email inbox, can we really rely on Zadarius and Preston Smith again this season? As good as they were last year, they had career years. Can we count on a team that is going to be as healthy as they were and career years from as many players defensively as they had? Great question, because you're already looking ahead going, okay, if they duplicate that, they can do this. What if they can't? You know, the likelihood is that they can't. You are 100% right. Can this team stay as healthy as they were last year? Most likely not. Can this team replicate the career numbers that some of them had? Most likely not. You'd like to believe that you could, but there's, you know, if it's their rookie year and that's the way they play, well, you think you're only going to get better. But these guys are savvy veterans. Now, bringing both of them off the edge, maybe because Mike Pettine's ability to use them and put them in successful positions, then, yeah, okay, you can probably redo that. But just off of either dumb luck or brute strength or whatever it is, teams usually catch up to what it is you're doing to make you successful, so therefore you're then forced to adapt. So now we'll see. And remember, neither guy was really missing a lot of snaps last year. Zadarius would go down with those knee injuries and then get back up and then figure something out and come back in or just, you know, get a breather. But both guys, pretty healthy. Pretty healthy last year. The health of this team, that's something to consider. Either they really latched on to something in the strength and conditioning world with Chris Gizzy and such in that weight room, or last year they just got lucky. Didn't get legs rolled up on from behind or anything like that. So it's you want to count on things like that. You want to count on your starters to be your starters for an entire season. But you and I both know that's not usually the way it goes. So anyway, we'll leave you on that. Going to go ahead and get out of here for the day. Tomorrow we start getting you ready for hopefully that clincher between the Magic and the Bucks. Good stuff today. Appreciate everybody taking a listen to us. Certainly had a lot of fun doing it, and we'll be back at it again tomorrow. Until then, time for us to go. Have a good one. Sleep.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.